Welcome to Ag Matters, covering the positive agriculture stories from across Alaska with your host, Amy Pettit of the Alaska Farmland Trust.
Well, good morning and welcome to another edition of Ag Matters Radio. I'm your host, Amy Pettit, and joining me in the studio this morning is Alex Papasavis from Turkey Red Restaurant here in Palmer. Welcome, Alex, and thanks for being here.
Ah, thank you.
I'm so excited for this interview. Before we jump into it, I'm going to just make a couple of quick announcements from the Farmland Trust perspective. I want to thank everyone who came and saw us at the Alaska State Fair over the last 12 days. We had a very successful fair. We had a very successful raffle. These are important fundraisers for us during the year. And so I just want to thank folks that stopped by. And we also had a really successful Drink Beer Safe Farms party last Friday night. So thanks to everyone who stopped by and saw us there. And a quick little tidbit, the State Fair did a promotional video kind of to explain what Drink Beer Safe Farms is, and it just got released the other day, and three cheers to Nomad Cinematics. It's incredible. They did a really great job, and it really ties everything together and helps explain what Drink Beer Safe Farms is. So I want to encourage everybody to go take a look at that. It's on our Facebook page, and we'll get it on our website here pronto. But pushing all of that aside, Alex, let's jump on into this. I love to start my interviews by asking my guest to tell us a little bit about yourself. How did you get to Alaska and when? And you owning this incredible restaurant that highlights local food all the time, where did that come from? Where did your passion for local food come from?
You know, that's the way I've always cooked. And it makes cooking easier, actually. The fresher it is, it's good. You don't have to over-season it or whatever.
Yeah.
But I came to Alaska in 97 for the first time, working for the National Outdoor Leadership School.
Oh, okay.
And then I came back a few... then I went away, I guess, for the winter, and then I came back.
Yeah.
And I've been here since.
Yeah.
And I worked for the National Outdoor Leadership School for maybe 5 years.
Okay.
Running their kitchen.
Yeah.
And we had a garden there.
Yeah.
And that was, it was great cooking there because everyone has a good, hearty appetite.
Yeah, I bet. So did you grow up knowing that you were going to be a chef? Was that something that you always wanted to do?
No, actually, I kind of fell into it. I was working at a ranch in Wyoming, horse packing, and the cook had an emergency and had to go. And so I started doing that, too. And
okay. And
I realized I really enjoy cooking for other people.
Yeah, very good. Okay, well, that's interesting. Everyone always has such a unique story about how they got to Alaska and how they got into this field that they're currently in. So Turkey Red is just a phenomenal restaurant here in Palmer. I'm a sometimes go there too often, according to my checkbook. But I remember when you guys opened, but how many years has it been, Alex?
Over 10.
Yeah. Yeah. That's incredible. That's successful in the restaurant world, right? I mean, restaurants usually...
Well, so they say. I always, I feel always on edge.
Yeah. So for folks that haven't been to Turkey Red before, if there are any listeners that haven't been here, let's describe the location a little bit. Where is Turkey Red at?
We're on the corner of South Alaska Street and Dogwood.
Okay.
In the Palmer downtown plaza.
Yeah.
I better get that right.
That's one of the lovely things about Palmer. I don't think any of us really remember street names or where we're at. You describe things by its proximity to something else, right?
We're right next to the Valley Hotel.
Yeah. And I always say when I'm telling people to go to that building, it's the same building as Turkey Red, you know, and that's it's become a landmark for sure. So give a little bit of information about just like website, menu, things like that. If people want to go and learn more about Turkey Red before they actually visit the restaurant, is that stuff out there?
Yes. Our menu is on our website. And that website is www.turkeyredak.com.
Okay. And where did the name come from? I've heard you tell this story before, but I'd love to hear it.
A few decades ago, I was reading a food history book, and that's where I came across Turkey Red. Turkey Red is the first variety of hard winter wheat that was successfully grown in the U.S.
Okay.
In Kansas.
Yeah.
In 1874.
Okay. And so did that just stick with you? You always kind of thought to yourself, I'm going to name something this? Or
no, but I love baking, and I always thought, what a great name for a bakery.
Oh, yeah.
Because I've always gone from cooking to baking and switched back and forth. But I just felt like it fit here with the pioneer spirit, and
absolutely.
Turkey Red has long roots. It's a short plant, and it really can handle the wind and just the pioneer spirit. The Mennonites, I'm not a Mennonite, but I just like the history and the story. They came over from Russia with the berries in their suitcases,
okay.
made it to Kansas, and planted.
No, I'm just kidding. Made it to Kansas and planted it, and it worked?
And it worked.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's a cool story. I love hearing stories about why people name things that what they did. So I like it.
The benefit of the hard winter wheat is that it's planted in the fall, and then it lays dormant, and then it pops up early in the spring, so it's an earlier harvest.
Yeah. Very good. Okay. So I feel like I could describe Turkey Red really well because, again, I'm there weekly, if not more. But tell us a little bit, but that's not why we're here. I'm just supposed to be the one answering the questions. So you tell us, what is Turkey Red best known for, or what would you hope that it's best known for?
You know, what we do there, I'm not trying to be fancy, gourmet, most expensive. I just really want to put out nourishing food.
Yeah.
We make our own beef stock, chicken stock, our own salad dressings, breads. I think our biggest seller is our stew.
Yeah.
It's hearty. It's priced reasonably. Good portion. Steak salad is up there also.
Yeah. Also one of my favorites. Yeah. And the clam chowder. On
Fridays.
Yes. That's one of my super big time favorites. But you are also known, I would say, Alex, for using and highlighting and featuring local foods, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And that's one of the reasons why I set up in Palmer, because I just got to know, working from Knowles, a lot of the local growers. And I was like, oh, this beautiful produce.
Yeah.
So that's my reason for setting up in Palmer.
Yeah.
And I'm glad I did.
Absolutely. I feel like 10 years ago when you opened the restaurant, I was at the Division of Agriculture then running the Alaska Grown program. And I feel like there wasn't really a restaurant in Palmer there were restaurants using local grown, of course, but they weren't highlighting it and they weren't really telling people about what they were doing. But I feel like you've really done that from the beginning and kind of changed that scene a little bit in Palmer.
Oh, it's exciting. There's more local produce available for us as a restaurant than there was 10 years ago.
Oh, definitely. Yeah. Yeah. And I think it's easier to get, right? You've got multiple options for even delivery to the restaurant now, right?
Yes.
10 years ago, you probably couldn't get many farmers to bring a truck to your door. And now you've got Kyla with Arctic Harvest, and you've got, you know, multiple farmers that will deliver to you and lots of things going on. So let's talk about that a little bit. Are you just using Alaska grown produce, or I mean, I know the answer to this question, but what other Alaska grown products in addition to the produce are you using?
I get jams from Juice Jelly and Jams.
Yeah.
So he uses local berries, and he does a nice mix for us where he uses cane sugar, and it's a little less sugar than normal. Definitely, we're using more local eggs.
Yeah.
And chicken now.
Yeah.
Which is exciting for me. Let's see. We get milk, all our dairy from Havermeister.
Yeah.
Dairy farms. You know, local beef and pork. Well, beef. A little more than every year. It seems to be a little more.
Yeah.
But local pork.
Yep.
Let's see what else. And just all the beautiful produce.
Yeah. Yeah. You guys do a great job of featuring it.
Oh, birch syrup.
Oh, yeah. Of course. And their water, right?
The birch water.
The birch water. Yeah. From Kahiltna Birch Works. My neighbor for the last 12 days at the Alaska State Fair. Anyway, quick interruption to remind folks that this is Ag Matters Radio. I'm your host, Amy Pettit, and joining me in the studio this morning is Alex from Turkey Red Restaurant here in Palmer. And again, so glad to have you. We're just talking about some of the menu and the items that you feature. So obviously the restaurant is open year-round, but but there isn't always easily available Alaska-grown products year-round. So you want to talk about that a little bit, how that's changed in the last 10 years and how, you know, season extension and growers are really working hard?
They are. You know, but I think there's more demand, too, which is nice because it seems like the carrots and potatoes tend to run out a little earlier now, which is good. I mean, good demand and we just maybe need to grow
more carrots.
But then it's hard to keep them over the summer, the potatoes especially.
Yeah, it's that time of year right now, right, where some of the growers are out of potatoes and waiting for new crop to come in. Yeah.
Yes, yes. So there's that little window with the root crops. But there's definitely more salad greens because we can go through easily 100 pounds a week.
Yeah.
And that's a lot.
That is, yeah. Correct me if I'm wrong, Alex, but I feel like I remember early on when you started the restaurant, did you actually do a contract with a grower for salad greens? Like where that you kind of, I don't know if you pre-bought, but it was kind of like an agreement that you would buy all the salad greens that they would grow because you needed a certain amount. Is that right? I remember hearing a story about it was kind of unprecedented. You were going to, you know.
I made it, I guess, a verbal agreement with several growers because it was hard for just one to fill.
Absolutely.
Fill our needs.
Yeah. And I think that kind of speaks to it. That's something that's common practice in the lower 48, that growers have contracts with restaurants and outlets and wholesale markets, et cetera. But I remember hearing about that when you did it that year with that grower, and it was kind of new on the scene, and the grower was really happy to have that agreement with you that, if you grow it, I'll buy it. And but these are the standards. This is what it has to look like. This is when I expect delivery, things like that. I think that many of our growers have matured and pardon the pun, but grown up a little bit because of working with restaurants like you that kind of give them parameters, but then, you know, you hold up your end of the bargain and buy their product, right?
Yes, yes.
So 10 years ago plus when you first opened, do you recall what few local items you were sourcing then compared to now? Like, can you want to talk a little bit about the change over the last decade?
Yes. So salad greens were one of the items.
Yeah, because you guys are known for your salads. I mean, that's a huge part of your menu, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Potatoes, carrots were easy enough to get.
Yeah.
Also, you know, some of the herbs and broccoli during the summer, zucchini. But it's more so. It seems like there's more available from different growers.
Yeah. And what is... what are you using? Do you get delivery direct from growers? Do you use Kyla? Like, do you do all of the things to get local food?
Usually I've been dealing directly with the growers.
Yeah. Yeah.
And some of them, they come through town almost every day anyway.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's good. So what is your, now we'll get into some of these kind of easier questions, just personal questions. What is your favorite thing on the menu?
Oh, my gosh. depends on how tired I am and my attitude.
What's your favorite thing to make on the menu? Like, what brings you joy?
Oh, I love making great just soups.
Yeah. Yeah. Which is good. You guys are known for your soups, right?
Yes.
You mentioned that you guys have a stew every day, but then you also have a soup, like a rotating soup on a daily basis, right? And I guess I never paid much attention. It seems like clam chowder is always on Fridays.
Yes.
Am I right?
Yes.
Okay. Are the other soups always on given days too?
No.
Okay. All right. Okay. I'm clued into that clam chowder. It's one of my favorites. So soup is your favorite to make. What's your...
But then breads. I love making breads.
Are you still the primary baker?
No.
Oh,
no.
Okay. Yeah.
No. But desserts, I've always loved pastries and breads too.
Yeah. What's the local food that you can't get that you wish you could? For me, it's cheese.
Definitely.
I wish there was local cheese available.
Yes.
Right? Yeah.
Yes. And there, you know, when I first opened, there was Cranberry Ridge Farms.
Yes. Yep.
That had beautiful cheese.
You did.
Oh, my gosh. Yes.
I hear that they're in, like, New York State making cheese now, right?
Yes.
Yeah. That was a bummer to lose them. Yeah. So cheese is mine. Were you going to say something else?
No, I agree with the cheese.
Yeah.
More local beef.
Yeah. Yeah. I had Scott Muggeridge of Muggeridge Hay and Cattle on the show a couple of weeks ago. And, you know, so he's from Delta Junction, not local, but still Alaskan, right? And he fed out 850 cattle this winter.
Nice.
Yeah, his barley producer couldn't keep up with the amount of barley that he needed. And he intends to have that number of head this winter, too. So, you know, the stability that the sale of the meat plant and the second meat plant coming into town, those have kind of changed that scene a little bit. So maybe.
So, yes, yeah, on the horizon.
Yeah, hopefully access will start to get easier with beef. Yeah. Yeah. And pork, you said you're using local pork?
Local pork. Yeah. And a lot of our seafood is from Alaska waters.
Oh, good. Yeah. Yeah. You guys you have a seafood special just on, is it weekends or like Friday?
No, every day.
Every day you have a seafood special. Yeah, awesome. And do you, again, I know the answer to this question, but on your menu, do you showcase the growers that the food came from or just say that it's Alaska grown? Or how do people know if they're getting Alaska grown on their plate or not?
You know, the servers are pretty knowledgeable about what's local at the time. Yeah. I don't design our menu or dishes around local ingredients. I just try and incorporate as many as we can.
Yeah.
But I'm always like, it's the end of the broccoli and the cauliflower right now.
Yeah,
but I always stress to the servers, you know, let folks know, let our customers know this is local and it's really nice right now.
Yeah, because it's going to change soon, right? when local products go off the menu, like, you know, come fall when you are out of more or the growers are out of more of those products, do you shift the menu to kind of change what you're serving, or do you just have to rely on outside products, or how do you deal with that?
Both.
Yeah.
We do rely on outside products and yeah, things will just change up. I won't buy broccoli from outside.
Yeah.
And cauliflower.
I don't either.
After eating local broccoli and cauliflower, I can't.
My children won't eat it. I've tried to sneak them outside broccoli before, and they're just like, Mom, this is gross. Do you ever notice when you cook it, too, that it's not as green? Like it
right,
doesn't,
yes.
You can almost just see it from the
very
color.
Pale.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, which I guess, I mean, we know this as people being involved in the industry, that they say that within 72 hours of a plant being harvested that like 80 some percent of the minerals and good for you stuff is gone anyway. And I guess that shows in that color, right? Yeah. So another quick reminder to folks that this is Ag Matters Radio. I'm your host, Amy Pettit, and joining me in the studio this morning is Alex from Turkey Red Restaurant right here in Palmer. Alex, one thing I always like to ask people, kind of a challenging question, or maybe not, but put your magic glasses on and envision 5 to 10 years from now. What do you want Turkey Red to look like then? Or do you want it to be just what it is now? Or do you have a vision for how it will change over time?
Well, definitely using more local ingredients.
Yeah.
Supporting local businesses more.
Yeah.
That, you know, even if they don't have food, just local businesses in general. But I'm always looking to improve efficiency, what we do. I always want to get better.
Sure.
So what I'm focused on now mainly is just reducing our carbon footprint.
Oh, okay.
Because the food industry is the most polluting industry on the planet.
Yeah.
You know, everyone has to eat and cook in some form. So.
Yeah.
Recycling, and we have solar panels now, and LED lights, and I'm just focused on reducing our waste.
Yeah, very good. That's good. I was thinking when you mentioned local, it jumped into my head. Well, first, when you said reducing waste, I thought about the straws. The straws have changed at Turkey Red, right?
Yes,
you have
paper straws
now. Yep.
Yes.
And I was thinking that the reason I think that is because every time I go, I get the 203 kombucha that you guys have. And I don't like the paper straws, so I don't get a straw. I was like, no straw. But I want to mention them, 203 Kombucha. That's a really cool, innovative product that you've been featuring.
Yes,
right?
And he's also trying to use local ingredients in his kombucha. So.
Yeah, and of course, you highlight local beers, right? And have you tried Alaska Berries, local wine, that wine from Soldotna yet?
Bear Creek?
No, not Bear Creek, the other one. Alaska Berries. They're actually the only certified Alaska-grown winery in the state.
Oh, no, I have not.
Yeah, we'll have to get you some of that. Brian and Lori Olson, they were just Alaska Farm Family of the Year. They got the honor at the State Fair a couple of weeks ago. But we featured their wines at some of our Farmland Trust events because, again, it's the only Alaska-grown wine. They use only fruit grown on their farm and Haskap wines and all sorts of fruit wines. But anyway, I digress. So yeah, reducing your carbon footprint and sourcing more local products. And of course, you you employ a lot of people. Turkey Red has a lot of employees, right? So you have that big
impact. We have about 34 employees right now.
Yeah, that's awesome. And does that taper off? Your hours don't really change in the winter, do they? Or do you guys change?
Nope, same hours.
Yeah, and remind folks of what those are.
Those, we are open Monday through Saturday from 7 a.m. until 9 p.m.
Yeah, Sundays off. There have been many a Sundays when we've headed into Palmer and then went, oh no, Turkey Red's not open on Sundays. And you open early, 7 a.m. You know, you have like a full breakfast menu, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
And all those pastries and delicious focaccia rolls and stuff.
And fresh local eggs.
Yeah. Yeah. That's something that has really changed in the last 10 years is access to eggs, right?
Yes. Yes. More of them.
Well, you, unfair question, maybe you don't want to say, but how many eggs do you go through in like a week? At Turkey Red?
Oh my gosh. With the baking, you know, I'd have to calculate that, but let's see.
A lot.
A lot, yeah.
And what percentage are local now, you think?
I'd say 90%.
Really? That's incredible, Alex.
Unless we just have a run on eggs and then I have to.
Yeah.
Buy some from
grocery store.
Organic eggs.
Yeah.
They're either local or organic, but mostly local.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. And with the other menu items, the other inputs that are coming to the restaurant, would you have a guess on what percentage are local versus outside? Like, I guess your total food bill for a month?
With produce, I calculated this a couple years ago, and it was 25% of what we spent was local.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
For the year.
Yeah. That's incredible.
I mean,
that's a big impact in this community.
Yes.
And do you have a feel for how many different producers you're, you know, sending money to every month?
Oh, boy.
Again, another unfair question.
Probably over a dozen.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Very good.
Probably over a dozen.
That's awesome. Again, a huge, huge impact. Something I've always wanted to do, I saw it once, and I know I've talked to you about this when I was at the Division of Ag. I can't remember what state I was in, but they had this really incredible map on the wall that showed the location of the restaurant you were in, and then it showed the distance to the farms that that restaurant bought from. And it was just such a cool visual to show people that were coming into that restaurant of how close their food was really coming from. Yeah, we should do that for you.
A customer had made a quote that he drives farther than the food on his plate.
Yeah. Well, I bet a lot of us do. Yeah, that's cool. And I think that that's one of the reasons, Alex, that your restaurant has been so successful over the last 10 years is because you're using high quality, incredible local ingredients, and people know that, and it really shows in the food. Yeah.
Well, good, because that's what I want, just good, nourishing food.
Yeah, it is. Well, it is. So when you're not at the restaurant, which isn't very often, given that it's open 6 days a week, what do you eat at home? What's your favorite thing to eat at home? Have someone else cook for you?
I love when other people cook for me.
Okay.
You know, it's very simple. It's like just some eggs or yogurt, just something super easy.
Yeah. I bet other people don't want to cook for you. I know I have a chef friend, and I never want to cook when he comes around because I feel intimidated to
prepare. Oh, no. We appreciate everything.
So let's remind folks again where they can go to find out more about Turkey Red, like your website, your Facebook. Are you guys on social media? Tell people again some of those details so they can go read more about the restaurant if they want to.
Yeah, the website is probably the best. And then our Facebook, Twitter page.
Okay.
And our website, again, is www.turkeyredak.com.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, and I do. I love it when you guys do post your menu updates and things on social media, because I'm one of those people in that age group that's on my phone pretty regularly, and I'll see a highlight about the menu and be like, oh, we should go to Turkey Red tonight. They have baked brie with local fruit, or they have baked brie with honey, or that's another product that you use.
Oh yeah, we have used local honey in the past.
Yeah, absolutely, and.
And we do sell it there, too.
You do, yeah. And you're also really known for your teas. And aren't some of those teas locally?
Yes, from Stella Lynn. Yeah, she mixes all our herbal teas.
Yeah. And is she growing the herbs and stuff herself? Or
you know, I don't think, not so much anymore.
Okay, yeah. But the teas are phenomenal. I always, whenever we're not feeling great, you have all the... you know, cold cure and the powerhouse and all these, you know, drinks that even if it's just a placebo, it makes you feel like you're going to feel better from drinking the tea at Turkey Red, right? So, Alex, I feel like we've covered a lot of the things about Turkey Red, the menu and the why you're so committed to local and what you hope that the restaurant will be like in 10 years. What is your favorite thing, like, when you're making local food or when you're putting together, like, a menu change on the restaurant or at the restaurant? Is there anything, like, are there must things, like, well, I've got to have this many local ingredients on the plate, or I want to, you know, are you tuned in with the growers? If a grower came to you and said, I have an overabundance of kohlrabi, and then you come up with something, or how do you make changes?
We do some of that, too.
Okay.
And I know some growers, you know, they can charge or they can make more money selling at the market.
Sure.
You know,
yeah.
But sometimes if they have any leftovers, they'll come, you know, or in the beginning of the season when the market don't start up yet and they have a lot of arugula. Ooh, yes, I'll take it.
Okay.
We'll make arugula pesto. We'll do salads. We'll use it up for sure.
Yeah. If there were producers out there listening and they think that they have something you need, are you interested in working with more growers, finding new products?
Or, yeah, absolutely. Yeah?
Okay.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and how do you prefer that growers get in touch with you?
You know, my phone number is, they can text me, call me, and that is 907-355-3242.
Okay. Is there a better, I know, when we were first working at the Division of Agriculture trying to connect growers and chefs, one of the biggest barriers that we found right in the beginning was that our farmers were up and making their calls like super early in the morning, and our chefs didn't want to be contacted till late in the afternoon, like after they got through the morning rush at the restaurant. And that was one of the most basic things that we had to work through in the beginning, was like, no, Mr. Farmer, don't call that chef at 7 a.m. So is there a preferred time of day, a day of the week where things are slower and you...
No, afternoons are always better, but I get texts and calls early in the morning.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, Alex, it's been a pleasure to have you on Ag Matters Radio this morning and to learn more about Turkey Red.
That's my pleasure.
Yeah. I'm so thankful that you're a part of our Palmer community and the incredible impact that you're having on with our growers and highlighting Alaska Grown to folks. So thank you so much for what you do.
Yeah. And thank you.
Yeah.
You've been listening to Ag Matters, covering positive agriculture stories from across Alaska with your host, Amy Pettit, of the Alaska Farmland Trust. Ag Matters is a production of Radio Free Palmer, recorded at our studios in Palmer, Alaska. For more information about this program, email manager@radiofreepalmer.org.